This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your generosity. You can give and support Grace by going to gracelutheran1.org/give or by clicking on the link in the show description. Thank you for your support. So my middle child right now is in kindergarten, and right now he's bringing home different things he's doing in math. And one of the things that he's learning to do in math is to compare. Compare different things to each other. Compare numbers, compare things that are bigger, things that are smaller, things that are longer, and things that are shorter. And being able to compare things is an important skill all of us need to learn in our lives. All of us need the ability to be able to compare different cars before we buy them. When we go to the grocery store, for example, and we go to the produce section, we want to compare different fruit to know what is ripe or what is not yet ripe or maybe what is even spoiled. Comparing things and then making choices on what the best thing is based on our comparison is a skill that we all need to have the most sensible and important things in our life. And while it's wonderful to compare things, our scripture reminds us today that it's a danger to compare people. Today, more than ever, we are comparing people to one another because of social media. Because of social media, we are able to literally scroll past hundreds or even thousands of different people and compare what they look, what they're doing, how they feel about their lives, and compare it to how we feel about our lives. How we look and what we're doing as well. And while Jesus is totally okay with us comparing things, our scripture reading today reminds us that he does not want us to compare people. He does not want us to compare ourselves to people, because when you compare yourself to people, there are only two outcomes that you can come away from. That when you compare yourself to someone else, you either feel superior or inferior. When you look at someone else and the situation they're living in, you either feel superior or inferior. This is one of the reasons that reality television has become so popular nowadays. Because people go home after a long day, maybe they didn't feel too good about what they did, or maybe they didn't feel like they were successful in the ways they wanted to be successful, and they get to watch people on TV doing crazy, wild, unimaginable things, things that they would never do, and say, you know what? I might not be perfect, but at least I'm not like those people. But you see, comparison is not a way to give ourselves peace. Comparison is a way actually to isolate ourselves from other people and from God. But fortunately, our scripture reading today reminds us what it looks like to turn away from comparison and to view and understand the world the way God wants us to view and understand the world. In our scripture reading today, Jesus notices that there are people that the scripture says are confident of their own righteousness, meaning there are a group of people who think they're pretty great because they're simply pretty great. And so Jesus tells them a story, a parable about two people. The first man is a Pharisee, one of the religious leaders of the day. And the next man is a tax collector. And both of these people go to church to pray. The Pharisee's prayer goes like this. He basically says, God, I thank you that I'm not like these other people out there. I thank you that I'm not like the robbers or the evildoers or the adulterers or even this tax collector that's praying next to me. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of my income, all I get. I am pretty great. I thank you that I'm not like one of those people. And believe it or not, in Jesus' day, this was a prayer that people would make, a prayer that before Jesus was considered acceptable to brag about yourself, to build yourself up. But then Jesus says there is a different person, a tax collector. And in the scriptures, tax collectors were not people who simply collected taxes, but tax collectors were people who were notoriously corrupt, people who would often cheat and steal from other people, who would collect the taxes that the government told them to collect, but would also collect more than their fair share. This tax collector, feeling sorry, stood at a distance from the church, didn't even want to go in. And he said, God have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus says that this person, the tax collector, the one that was being looked down on, he walked away justified, meaning God was able to forgive him. And the reason is quite simple. Is this tax collector, this sinner, was open to receiving the grace of God, believed that he needed God, and ultimately could be grateful to God for his forgiveness. But the Pharisee was not grateful to God. The Pharisee was grateful that he was not like someone else. You see, when you compare yourself to people, when you try to simply make yourself feel better about yourself, simply because you're better than someone else, you're not relying on God. You're relying on yourself. You don't feel like God has blessed you. You feel like God has blessed that God, that you have blessed yourself. Jesus goes on to say that those who want to enter the kingdom of God must have the mind like a child. Meaning that if you want to receive the grace, the spirit that God wants to bestow upon you, you have to have the mind of a child. You have to view the child, the world, a child views the world as. And as I was reminded, looking at one of my own children this past week, one of the things that children don't have, especially small children, that adults do have, is a big ego. You see, my youngest child is now a toddler, about a year and a half old. And now that her two older brothers are in school, we basically follow a similar routine every Monday. See, every Monday is my day off, so it's a day I typically take my older children to school and I watch my younger daughter. And sometimes my younger daughter wakes up around the same time as her brothers. She's able to come down with them, have breakfast with them, get ready and get dressed, and then off we go and take them to school. And then as we enter, and then one of the things that we often do after we drop her brothers off at school is we go to the grocery store. And after going to the grocery store, she follows the same routine. You see, in her nice clothes, with her hair all nice, she goes around to different people and waves at them and simply says, hi, hi, hi. And over again, people wave back at her and say, hi, 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 and home we go. That's what some Mondays look like. Other Mondays are a little different. Other Mondays, she decides not to wake up with her brothers. She decides to sleep a little longer, a little later, and as the expression goes, never wake a sleeping baby. And so sometimes she wakes up at the last minute when it's almost time to go to school. And all I really have time to do is change her diaper, feed her a quick breakfast, and she's still in her pajamas when we take her brothers off to school and we go to the grocery store. She's still in her pajamas then, and her hair is a mess, and she honestly looks kind of ridiculous. And when we go into the grocery store, she does the same thing. She looks at everyone and goes, hi, hi, hi. You see, she is not aware of how she looks. At this point in her life, she has not developed an ego. You see, if I was to stumble out of bed and I was to go to the grocery store and I was in my pajamas and my hair was messed up, be honest, I would have a different sort of attitude, not about other people, but about myself. I'd honestly be a little more withdrawn. I'd be a little more rushed. I'd be a little less social simply because I wanted to get out of there because of the way that I look, that I feel embarrassed. You see, when as adults, we often view everything as affecting us. We view everything as a reflection of us. That if someone responds kindly to us, we think good about ourselves. If someone responds negatively to ourselves, we don't think good about ourselves. But when Jesus says you have to have the mind like a child, what he's essentially saying is you have to drain the ego. You have to drain the ego of all the things that make you feel important, make you feel special, and drain your ego so that God can fill you up. You see, because Christianity is a unique and different religion. Christianity is different from any other religion and any other philosophy in the world because most religions say this. Most religions say, I obey, therefore I am accepted. Meaning I obey the rules, therefore God loves me and accepts me. But Christianity is the opposite. Christianity says that I am accepted because of the death and resurrection of Jesus on the cross, and therefore I obey. I obey not because to earn God's love, I obey as a way of responding to God's love. You see, so often we hold on to things. We try to build ourselves up with different things and different people and different situations. And all the while, God is telling us that I want to be the one who builds you up. I want to be the one who decides who you are. Jesus says in our scripture reading, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." You see, when we exalt ourselves, when we build ourselves up, when we do things to make ourselves think that we're great, we're special, we're the end-all, be-all of our life or our world, after a time, life will humble us. Something or someone will come along and make us remember that we are the same as everyone else, that we are simply sinners in need of God's redeeming love. But if we humble ourselves, God can exalt us and lift us up. So the question then becomes, how do we humble ourselves so that God can exalt us? How do we humble ourselves so that God can lift us up? Well, the first way that we humble ourselves is we are to live with a sense of gratitude in our hearts. We are lived to sense with the gratitude because, you see, the opposite of gratitude is entitlement. When we feel like we are entitled to things, we're mean. When we feel like we're entitled to things, we're pushy. When we feel we're entitled to things, we think things should be this way, that the world should revolve around me. But when we're grateful for things, we see that we are not entitled to things, but that God is blessing us with things. You see, in the way of the ways that we develop a sense of gratitude instead of a sense of entitlement is to realize that all the blessings in our life, we don't deserve. All the blessings in our life, we don't deserve, but God gives it to us anyway. You see, if you feel like you don't deserve something, you will never have a problem with gratitude. If you feel like all the blessings, all the good things in your life are not deserved but are given to you by and through grace, you'll never have a problem with gratitude because you only feel entitled to things you feel like you don't deserve. But if you feel like you don't deserve it, if you feel like it's the grace and generosity of God giving it to you, then you will feel blessed. All of us have received a gift that we didn't know what is coming. All of us have received something that's a surprise to us, that's a shock to us. And in those moments, we are grateful. We should view everything in our life, every good gift in our life, as a gift from God. The second and final thing that we can do so that we can humble ourselves, so that God can exalt us, is to glorify God. To glorify God in all that we do and say. And that's a really churchy word that people don't always understand or fully grasp what it means, glorify God. And so let me give you another word, is to magnify God. Magnify God in your words. Magnify God in your speech. Lift up God. Don't lift up yourself. And if you are in a situation where someone lifts you up, if someone points you out, if someone praises you, use that as a situation to glorify God. Use that as a situation to point out that that is God who is doing something good through you. You see, God has a place he wants to take us all. God has a place that he wants to bring us all, but he can't do that if we're trying to bring ourselves up. And so humble yourself so that God can exalt you. Be a person of gratitude and use every opportunity and situation in your life to glorify and magnify God, knowing that all that you have and that all that you are is because of him. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this reminder of what it means to be humbled so we can be exalted. Help us magnify you in our words and our thoughts and our actions and our speech, knowing that the verdict and the truth that you give us is all that we need. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page, and follow us on Instagram at GLC_Richmond. If you need anything at all, you can reach out to us by email. Our email is office@gracelutheran1.org. May God continue to bless you.